Good morning. Good morning, Boker Tov, and a good Erev Yom Kippur, Gemar Chasima Teva, Shikar to all those who are here. What a schuss for Klal Yisrael to be learning Torah in Erev Yom Kippur. Everyone's running and scrambling and doing and sucking the candies and the lollipops and the eating, a big mitzvah to be yotzei today. We've got a basket of candies, have coffee and slushies and food, no guilt. Today's a mitzvah to eat, but to sit and steig and to learn a little extra Torah, what a schuss. 10 minutes of meeting is generously sponsored by Marilyn and Michael Fedak. Thank you to them for this and all that they do on a regular basis. We are up to the fourth parak of Tanya. And the Alter Rebbe has begun. We started by talking about the different levushim, the different garments of the soul, the clothing of the soul. We spent the bulk of the last time trying to address and unpack what that means. Just like an individual wears clothing, the clothing isn't who we are. On the one hand, the clothing reveals. On the other hand, the clothing conceals. The clothing reveals with whom we identify. It's the uniform. It's how we connect with others. What are we wearing? But it also conceals because it is protecting what is underneath it. It is not exposed. So too, the clothing of the soul both reveals the values, the priorities of the soul, but also conceals. It covers the soul at the same time. And just like the clothing that we wear as a utility, the clothing that we wear, it has a function. It protects us from elements, and it connects us with those around us. But we never confuse ourselves with our clothing. Similarly, the clothing of the soul, it is the garment of the soul, but it's not the soul and shouldn't be confused. And what we spent a lot of time last time with was, if you had to put thought into a category, where would you put machshava? The fact that a person thinks, the conversation we have in our own heads, our thoughts, where would you place that? Is that the soul, or is that a garment of the soul? Is it the essence of who we are, or is it something that we wear? So I would have thought the inner world and the inner thought is all part of the essence of who we are. But the Alter Rebbe comes along and he tells us, Machshava dibor maisa. It's not true. Among the levushim, among the garments of the soul, is thought, speech, and action, specifically of Shaltarig Mitzvos HaTorah. When a person physically fulfills all the actionable mitzvos, and uses speech to learn, to discuss, to articulate the many mitzvos, and immerses himself in thought with whatever we can grasp on whatever level of pardes, so then the divine soul, including all the 613 subcomponents, is wearing the garments of action, speech, and thought. So that means to say that not only is action extraneous, external to who we are, it's like a garment we put on or take off, not only is speech external to who we are, even our inner world of thought that no one else has access to is also a lavush. It is also a garment that we wear and that we put on. Okay, all that we covered last time. To be precise, our soul's chachma, bina, and das, the chabad of our soul, are fully engaged through the garment of thought, basagas haTorah, shehu masig bepshat remez v'drush v'sod, kifi yicholos hasagaso v'shorosh nafsho lamala. So to be more precise, the total immersion of our soul in the garments. You could be wearing a garment that's half hanging off of you, or you could wear the garment in a way that you're really wearing it. You're filling it out. It's dignifying and elevating you. So to be precise, our souls, chachma, bina, and das, are fully engaged through the garment of thought. How? When we study Torah, and we approach Torah and analyze it on its four levels, on the level of Pshat, Remesh, Drash, and Sod, Pardes, the four levels of understanding. So now our soul's spiritual root is connected through thought to that Torah. So thought, when we use our intellectual capacity, when we use our cognitive ability, when we are able to direct and regulate and manage our thoughts to analyze the four levels, Pardes, Pshat, Remesh, Drash, and Sod of Torah, we are taking the world of thought, and we are wearing the garment of Chabad, Chachma, Bina, and Das, to connect Hashem's Torah. The parallel is Hamidos, now in the world of emotion, Yira and Ava, awe and love, Vanfeim, and all of their corollaries, the Todosein, and all of their offshoots, Milubashos became Hamitzos, Maisa, V'dibur. So now, how do I express How do I wear the garments of love and all the feelings and emotions I have for Hashem that my soul yearns, my soul connects through the world of action of Torah, of mitzvos, and through the world of speech? When I share Divrei Torah and when I passionately connect to my tefillah, when I build my sukkah, when I shake my dalad minim, when I blow the shofar, I'm wearing the garment of action and the garment of speech to take what is in the core and the essence of my soul and to connect it to what is above. Shehein Talmud Torah keneged kulam, the highest use of speech, of course. What's the garment of speech that brings speech to the highest level? The greatest garment it can wear is, of course, Talmud Torah, which is keneged kulam. So why is practical observance of mitzvos an expression of love? So the Baal Tanya continues, love is the motivator behind all of the 248 positive mitzvos. They all flow from love, and they have no true basis without it. That means to say that you could do a mitzvah superficially, externally. You could do a mitzvah as a checklist Jew. This time of the year, this season, it's very easy to fall prey to be a checklist Jew. Kaparos, check. Shofar last week, check. Build the sukkah, check. Bought my dalad minim, check. Check, 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 check. You know, did my kittel ready? Is my machzor ready? Did I do the kaparos? Did I eat today? There's so many. Did I give the birchas habanim? Check, check, check. Like your mind could be going crazy with how much there is to do. So much so that you forget to be present and mindful and engaged and invested while you're doing it. You're so eager to put the check on the checklist and to move on to the next item to be able to cross off the whole season and breathe the sigh of relief and say, Tov Shin Pei Vav, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkos, in the books. So eager to do that, that the whole season passed you by and you forgot to be present for any of it. The pnimius of it, the connection with it. So that's what the Alter Rebbe is saying, that Ava is the shoresh of all 248 mitzvot haaseh. This is based on the Ramban and even earlier. The Ramban has a tradition that mitzvot haaseh, positive commandments, correspond with avas Hashem, love. Whereas the negative commandments, 365 negative commandments, are yira. Which is greater, which supersedes the other? We have a principle in halacha, asa dochelos asay. If you have a conflict, whether to fulfill a positive commandment or a negative one, should you put tzitzis on the shatnez? Should you? We have many examples. So asa dochelos asay. When we used to learn the shas sugyas, our sheer series on shas sugyas, you can find it online. We spend several shiurim on asa docha lo sasei. Is it that the asa is docha lo sasei, the lo sasei doesn't even exist, or it exists, but it is suspended? What if you can do fulfill both of them, or even if you can't? There's a lot of lumdas in asa docha lo sasei. But the Ramban says, why is it that asa docha lo sasei? Why does the positive commandment supersede? Why does it beat out the negative one? Because ava docha yira. Because love supersedes awe or fear. Love is greater. Now the love begins with Yira. Reishis Chochma Yira Hashem. The Reishis, the beginning, is Yira. If the Ava is not founded on a foundation of Yira, it's not Ava. The love has to be founded on a good, healthy dose of awe. Meaning the child who walks around, calls the parent by the first name, steps all over the parent, ignores the wishes of the parent, feels they're an equal with the parent, and then tells the parent, but I love you so much. I love you. You're amazing. I'm so love you. He said, do me a favor. I appreciate that you love me. A little less love, a little more treat me like a parent. So Hashem says, Veshus Chochma Yiras Hashem has to be founded on Yira. And then on top of that, the goal is the Ava. You don't want the child who walks around afraid. No, I want you to love. I love you. I want you to love me. I just want the love to be built on the foundation of Yira. So Ava is built on the foundation of Yira, but the goal of the Yira is to be the foundation that holds up the Ava, because Ava is the higher level. Love, affection, emotion, connection, intimacy with Hashem, that's the higher level. How do we get there? Ramach mitzvah sasei. The 248 commandments. It's based on the Zohar. U'mimenahim nimshacho zubilada elim kim amiti. They all flow from love and have no true basis. Bilada, without it, ein la kiyum amiti. There is no real kiyum. Yes, you can write check, 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 check. Tav Shin Pei Vav season in the books. Good to go. Technically, did you hear shofar? Heard shofar. Technically, did you sit in the sukkah? You sat in the sukkah. But did you hear shofar? Were you really in the sukkah? Rosh HaVeruba, were you in the sukkah? You shake the lulav, but did you shake yourself? Did it shake you? So there has to be that love, that connection. Of the 613 of the Tariq Mitzvahs, 248 are Asay, and Shesah 365 are Los Asay. And while it's possible to observe out of habit, or out of peer pressure, or out of tradition, it has to come from love. It has to come from love. Because the person who observes the 248 positive, action-related, authentically, who loves Hashem's name and desires to truly be attached to Him, and you can't really love Hashem without observing the 248 commandments, which are the 248 organs of the king. As the Baal Tanya is going to get to in Perichav Gimel. So based on Tikkuni Zohar, you can't love Hashem. Any more so, the husband can say he loves his wife, but his wife says, but I asked you to put the cap on the toothpaste and to put the toilet seat down and to make your socks get in the hamper, not next to the hamper, and to take out the garbage. And he says, I don't do any of those things, but you have no idea how much I love you. So she says, love me a little less and take out the garbage. You can't say you love me when all the things I ask you to do and the ways I tell you I can feel connected to you, you neglect and you ignore. So the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is no different than any of the other relationships in our lives. You can't say, I love you, Hashem, I'm spiritual, and I love you, Hashem, and I'm connected to you, Hashem. And he says, yeah, but I gave you all these ways and means that should connect to me, and you're neglecting and ignoring them all. See, in Hasidic thought, but it's in all thought. It's in all Torah. It's a basis of Torah. It's based on the Zohar. Mitzvahs are the organs of Hashem. So when Hashem is offering a mitzvah, He's extending His hand, and when we fulfill the mitzvah, we're grabbing and holding on to His hand. That's why mitzvah, what does the word mitzvah mean? On the one hand, mitzvah comes from the word tzivui. Tzivui means a command. And at its simple, its base level, Hashem says jump, and we say,
how high?
How high? It's a command. He's the king. Certainly, this is the season. Hamelach. Hashem says jump, and we say, how high? This is the season. He's the king. But, the Alter Rebbe elsewhere says that the word mitzvah comes from the Aramaic root, which means tzavsa. Tzavsa means a connection. A mitzvah is not a command. When my wife says take out the garbage, is it a command? Absolutely. But it's also a bid for connection. What she's saying is, if you don't, I have to. I'm doing a million other things. I would feel seen and heard and cared about if you would do it. I'm not minimizing marriage taking out the garbage. I'm also not minimizing marriage taking out the garbage. But what a wife is saying is, tzavsa, here's a chance. I'm busy, I'm in the kitchen, my hands are knee deep. My hands are knee deep in cooking the meal. Could you do me a favor? Could you take the garbage out? If you ignore it and say, I love you, but no. So what she hears is, you don't love me. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the same way. Tzavsa, mitzvah is tzavsa. These are bids for connection. Shofar, lulav, sukkah, tefillin, tefillah, chesed, tzedakah. These are bids for connection. It's not just I'm the king and I command, where you don't have to understand it, you don't have to know it, it doesn't have to yield any connection. When the IRS says, the law is you need to pay your taxes, I don't feel connected to the IRS. I feel less connected to the IRS. I feel resentful of the IRS. When the government has a law, it doesn't make me feel connected to the government or to the legislators who passed that law. It's a command. It's a rule. If you live in that country, you have to be obedient and comply with its laws. So you can see mitzvos as, I live in Hashem's world, I have to be obedient and comply with His laws that He legislated, and that's a very low level of seeing mitzvos. Or the Alter Rebbe here is suggesting a much higher level, is don't see it as mere compliance or obedience. It's not a mitzvah, a command. It's not jump how high, although that's also true. It's a tzavsa. The king, the legislator, is saying, I legislated this for you to enhance and enrich your life and to connect you to me. This legislation, don't just see as a law, see it as me extending my hand and take my hand. It is a connection. It's a sacred, sacred connection, an intimate bond with Hashem. It's how we know Him. It's how we connect. And what positive commandments are for love are what the negative ones are for losase. Again, just come back to marriage. When she says, please don't do that, and you did it anyway, what you what you're saying when you did it anyway is, I'm not a priority. You don't care about me. My needs are what I asked you. And Hashem says the same thing. You don't care about me. So while it is love that motivates you to do something, it's the feeling of reverence or awe or a healthy little fear that makes a person refrain. Because if you love him, you revere him and you don't want to violate him. That's part of the whole concept of reverence. We'll finish up. So at this basic level, we don't appreciate why it'll distance us. So mitzvah is not just command, it's tzavsa, it's connection. And yira is not just fear of punishment, it's awe and reverence. If you respect and you admire, you don't want to disappoint. You don't want to disappoint. If you don't only love your father, your mother, if you have awe and reverence for them, you don't want to be a disappointment and you don't want to disappoint them. Your Rebbe, if you don't just love your Rebbe, but you have awe and fear and reverence of your Rebbe, you don't want to disappoint. And the same is true of Hashem. Yira pnimis mizo, shemis boshesh migdulaso limros einai chvodo. You feel ashamed in his presence to insult his honor. Balasos harabe einav koto avas Hashem asher sanei. You don't want to do what in his eyes is lowly. So if you have a Rebbe, and your Rebbe says that behavior, that action, that speech, that would really disappoint me. So now when you don't speak nivel peh or lashon hara or make an inappropriate joke in front of the Rebbe, you're not doing it out of fear that the Rebbe is going to throw you out. You're doing it out of awe and reverence because you admire and love the Rebbe. You don't want to disappoint him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here are 365 ways I'd be really disappointed. For you. It's not what's best for you. But if you love me and have awe and reverence of me and don't want me to be disappointed, these are 365 things to refrain from. So at the deeper level of reverence, you appreciate why Hashem hates things that are prohibited. Hin klipos v'sitra achra, asher yinikasa mea adam atachton, v'achizasam bo hu b'sham mitzvos lo sasei. They're the energy of the negative forces, the klipos and sitra achra, which draw their life force from mortal man's transgressions, and their hold on him through 365 prohibitions. So maybe we'll start with that next time. But it means that in the negative prohibitions, they're not arbitrary things that Hashem said, let me come up with 365 arbitrary things for you to avoid just to prove that I'm the king. Now, the 365 things have sitra achra and klipos. There are negative energies and forces. They will compromise and corrupt your life. Hashem chose to protect us from these negative energies and forces that will compromise and corrupt our lives. And when we indeed believe and observe and subscribe and recognize that that's true and avoid them to not disappoint him and to not ourselves violate them, then we are expressing our both love and awe and reverence for Hashem. A Gemar Chasim HaTayva, a good Gebench Jor, Shkoich for learning on this Heilige Erev Yom Kippur. We should all be signed and sealed for a year filled with bracha and besoros tovos from Eretz Yisrael and around the world. Amen. We'll pick up Amir Tz Hashem after Simchas Torah.